Hey, it's G-Paw. Time for a stand-up brain dump. The stand-up is a short recurring meeting used to refocus the team mind on effectively moving stories through our workflow. Here's my recommended approach to having stand-ups be useful and brief. The general sequence is 1. Address team-wide emergency issues. 2. Work story by story. 3. Distribute new work. 4. Address team-wide non-emergency issues. Note that, quite often, there is no part 1 and no part 4. Sometimes, there's not even a part 3. Some general tips, then. 1. Don't over-engineer stand-ups. Stay relaxed with pep. Don't go telling people I said these were the rules. All meetings involve humans, and once humans are involved, we have to flex. Rules are far less important than the people in the room. Think hard about what Benjamin Zander calls rule number 6. Don't take yourself so meep seriously. 2. Timing. Same bat time, same bat channel. Fix the time and place, virtual or otherwise, and don't move it around often. Canceling is fine. The regularity and stability is an important factor. Start on time, as you don't need to wait for someone to be in charge. If we regularly have teammates that are shared by another team, stagger the stand-ups so they don't overlap. There is no particular merit to having your stand-up first thing in the day. A great technique I've used? Have it right before lunch. Makes it go a lot faster. Best time for a stand-up is a time such that there's nothing immediately pressing in the 15 to 20 minutes right after it. This keeps us all free to have important after-stand-up conversations offline. Juniors will need help with one key aspect of this. If you are blocked, don't wait for stand-up to tell us. Reach out to your PO, your scrum master, or your lead as soon as you block. In flow, wait states are the enemy. 3. Story by story. Work story by story rather than person by person. The stories are the primary focus. In particular, the stand-up is not for the purpose of establishing each individual's value to the team. It's not that we don't care about how our members bring value. It's that this is not the right time, right place, or right info for that conversation. We're here to update our sense of how or if our stories are moving, not to justify our existence or rationalize what we did yesterday. Work stories right to left, from the ones that are closest to shipping to the ones that haven't even been started. On most boards, the rightmost column is either shipped or ship it, and the leftmost column is I wish. And all the columns in between are plugging away. What to say about a story is a judgment call. Important signals we need in rough order. A. Needs more eyes or hands on it. B. Entered or left a wait state. C. Went backwards. D. Went forwards. E. Is proceeding normally. 4. After we've walked through all of our WIP, we may have individuals who are looking for action. Because we have a decent picture of our status at this point, we can easily talk about what they should take on next. The preferred answer, if it's possible, is to send that person to pitch in on a story we already have in progress. If you work by pull requests or technical review, that's the second choice. If you're a test after shop or a refactor whenever shop, that's the next choice. 5. Questions will come up. Many of them can be answered in 2 sentences, and that's fine. If it can't be answered in 2 sentences, or we give 2 sentences but it still didn't quite get answered, learn phrases like, ping me right after. It means, let's talk about this after the meeting, at your convenience. Nothing kills stand-up like a detailed answer to a detailed question. If you think others might care, try, anyone else who wants to work through this, ping me right after and we'll do it. 6. Parts 1 and 4. In a perfect world, there's never a part 1. This is not a perfect world, though. Outages, freezes, and other brush fire situations happen from time to time and can dramatically alter the thrust of the stand-up. That's why they come first. On the other hand, issues that are simply the normal global events we encounter, these should be addressed, if at all, when all other business is dealt with. The stand-up is not a convenient opportunity to say anything to the entire team. 7. Practice. It's not some biological gift to be able to speak in short, declarative, on-topic sentences. It's a skill, and we can learn it if we practice it. How are the stand-ups is a perfectly legit question for a retrospective to take up. And there you go. That's me dumping what I believe about the best stand-ups. Have at it. Have fun. Ping me if you have questions, comments, controversy, war stories, or whatever. Remember, Xander's rule number 6. I'm G-Paw. Thanks for listening.
Hey folks, the Change Harvesting Camarada, an informal gathering of change harvesters, is open. Come to gpawhill.org/camarada and check it out. Join today. The first 50 yearly members get a personal consultation with me, G-Paw. Thanks.